Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
I'm Alfie Bull and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, that's right. This listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, also available on DAB Radio. Want to welcome the ever-present two big massive generals being enough wars in our Sheffield. Man called G on my right hand side and CVP on my left. And a message to all your listeners out there. I hope nobody is listening, but if you are, please keep this show to yourself. You hear me? So, I mean, you know, while we've been off air, we've been chatting about boxing last week, mixed opinions, but that's all good, and that's what you get when that's all it is, really, is people's opinion. So we'll kick off straight away. We've got a lot to get through this evening, and we'll start with boxing at the Theatre of Dreams in Saudi last weekend. Bivol B Better Biv can be a bit of a tongue twister if you don't get it right, but anyway, I think I'm doing a good job on that. I thought it was a very classy fight, to be honest with you. And do you know what, to me, they could have fought in the ring without even having a referee present. Betterbiv became the first boxer to control four belts, world champion, by a split decision. Now, if some people think that, yeah, it was a draw, some people think, yeah, it could have gone either way. Very, very close fight, weren't one-sided at all. And I presume that's because of the kind of respect what they've got for each other. I mean, on the scorecards, one judge gave it 114 apiece. One other judge gave it 115-113, and the final judge gave it 116-112. I thought that was miles out, but I don't know what your guys thought.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I saw the match, and yeah, it was a good classifier. It really was. You could see the both fighters had respect for each other. But at the end of it, with the scorecard, I don't know what that judge, especially one that said 16-12, I don't know what he was watching. At the most, to me, the fight should have definitely been a draw.
Yeah, I agree with that. From the bits that I saw, I thought they were both entertaining. I thought they were both giving the best. I thought my man, the younger one, right, I thought his defence was quite good. When he was like backing off on the ropes and then coming back out again and flinging the fist and things, I thought, he knows what he's doing. You can see the reasons why they've both knocked out.
Definitely.
You can just see it. So, yeah, it was. I thought it was an entertaining fight, and I also thought it was very close. As you said, it could have been anybody.
Yeah, I think if the ref did have said, you know, we declare it a draw with the scorecards, I don't think anybody would have been upset about that.
I think everybody would have been happy with that.
And even both the boxers themselves, I think they'd have said, yeah, let's go again. I predicted that Bivol would get it, the younger guy. I mean, Betterbiv, been 39, coming up to 40. The fight again, I'm sure it's going to be 40.
But I was rooting for him, though.
And is they're just both of them kind of like just monsters in their own right. I mean, Bivol apparently sent a request through his legal team to the WBO, WBA, IBF and WBC asking for a rematch. But it's come back and they've said, well, Better Biv is to begin negotiations with the manager challenger, which I think is quite right, because even though I think the rematch will happen, but they've got no defined right to say, yeah, this should be the next fight.
Unless it's in the contract.
Well,
that's the only time it works, if it's written in the contract. And it's not.
But
it's,
you think, to me, you've always got a mandatory kind of challenger. And I think that should come first rather than in the contract. You know what I mean?
Like in the old days.
Yeah, I think that should be a standard thing for me, that. And this contract stuff has just gone crazy.
Really, it's a bit like a knockback for the guy. Because there's a guy who's a mandatory challenger. So he's thinking, right, yeah, I'm next. And then all of a sudden, because these have had a close fight, they then come in and say, well, oh, no. He's going to have to take a back step because we need to refight this again. You know what I mean? Nah, that's not fair, really. It should be the manager guy who needs to box, really.
I'd agree with that.
And when he comes in, if he beats my guy, then yeah.
Yeah.
You take it another step further.
If it's not in the contract, then I'd agree with that. You can't just put man on back shelf because people are talking about it now. So, move on.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And that, for me, is just all about cash, innit? It's just all about money, you know?
With the promoters and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, again, I don't know where your guys are with this, but the promoters kind of like run up their mouth. They promote the fight. You know, whoever's got the biggest purse, that's where it is. Obviously, the Saudis have that with beyond doubt. But then, you know, for me, I think the boxers, yeah, they put on a show. Most of the time they put on a show. And then for some kind of like shabby judge to be bent and then just throw the fight in a different way. I mean, such as like on a scorecard, 116 to 112. For me, that's just miles out.
Yeah,
I don't know where the hell did they get that from.
So you're giving my man literally four rounds and that never happened.
Yeah.
No way.
I think, and again, for me, that's where boxing just gets spoiled, because I've seen it so many times, and even the promoters and the pundits are just kind of like thinking, eh, how come that guy's got decision? It's crazy. It should never be like that. I mean, such as like, you know, you have football, you've got VAR. VAR's made it better. All right, it's still not 100%, and it will never be 100%, because at the end of the day, it comes down to interpretation, opinions, and all that kind of stuff. In rugby, you've got like the referee actually speaks out what's happening. In American football is just the same, but in boxing, you don't really hear from the judges.
No.
You know what I mean? You never hear from them, and
never.
I think that's why there's so much teeth in it. You know what I mean? Because you never know how they get to that decision. Sometimes you might hear that a referee's been demoted. You know what I mean? Off the scene for months or whatever, but like, say if a referee in the Premiership has a big massive blunder, is demoted to the Championship, or he's just got to take a bow. But you don't really get to meet the judges in boxing, and I think it does need clearing up behind the scenes for me. But yeah, good fight nevertheless. Move on to Wardsley and Clark. Did you see that fight as well?
Never saw it, but I saw the replay when they showed them going over the rope.
Wardsley and Clark. So I mean, you know, I mean, Clark for me, yeah, just the inexperienced boxer. Took a nasty demolishing in the first round, fractured cheekbone two places. I mean, for him, yeah, he was the 2020 Tokyo champion, won the bronze medalist, and he's got his inexperience, you could say, or experience, you could go either way, from having white collar fights, where Wardley, heading for big things now, first round, like I said, demolishing. And it just reminded me of the, you know what, the Tinsley Cooling Towers back in 2008, when they just blew them up, you know, within early hours of the morning.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it come in like to me. Bam! You know, just, oh, I'm telling you, that knuckle was dangerous. And I've spoken to several people about that, and they're saying that it looked like Clark, you know, was having a stroke at the time when he got that lick. And you know, there's people saying, well, he shouldn't be fighting again, you know what I mean, because you know, obviously psychologically he's going to be thinking, you know, am I going to get clapped like that again? I mean, hopefully not. And that's what I'm saying about our boxing. It's a serious bloodthirsty game. I mean, sport, I mean, I've done sparring before, not to the head, but just done it to the body. I used to do it with Johnny and Willie back in Bow Center days, and we call that body conditioning, when we just used to just go for the body shots, below the neck, above the waist, and it was all kind of good fun. And that was when Johnny had his nickname, The Entertainer, but he lost that quite soon after that. And then, I know, Johnny, if you're listening, you won't mind me saying, The Entertainer got entertained back in them days. You know what I mean?
Took some doing though, didn't it?
Yes, I yeah. You know what I mean? But all the who wouldn't mind his stats in the boxing ring? I'm going to come to the Eubank and Camille fight. Now, a lot of people thought, you know what, I can't really bother with Eubanks. And I can see Chris Eubanks Jr. And I can see the reason why. Because, like, you know, he's not going for the world title fights at all. And 13 months out of the ring since his last fight against Liam Smith. But he dropped the guy in his seventh round, actually dropped him four times within that fight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, Eubanks is like the Harlem Globetrotter of boxing. You know, the showman.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't mind that style, because it's up to him if he wants to go for a world title or he wants to make the money out of the sport. And I'm thinking, do you know what? As dangerous as the sport it is, what we've said, isn't it up to him which way he projects his kind of career?
Well, that's up to him.
And the people who are promoting it.
And the promoter,
you know
yes.
What I mean? You know? So, you know, Eubanks... And that pantomime stuff, is it Christmas in Saudi already?
Yeah.
What?
I remember me.
Oh, jeez.
Remember what we did say to you? I said to you after, I said, what's going on here? What? Where's Ben going? Coming in a ring?
Yeah, what was that all about?
And then bring you Neymar with him too. Yeah.
Going on with his foolishness. And I think it's myself. Listen, you need to get yourself straightened out first before you start talking about any fighting. Get yourself straightened out first before you can start. Because remember, he still can't box in a Britain yet.
Yeah, he's banned. Right? Still banning it.
So for me, what was all that?
Pure pantomime.
It's all the hype in it to get us all going. That's all it is.
He's over there. Where? Yeah. He's over there. Kind of, you know, a little foolishness there.
Not for me. Yeah, just coming like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. Because he couldn't have done that over here. With him being banned, he would never have got in the ring. So it was just all for show, indeed. And he looked a fool anyway.
For me.
You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't necessary.
Do you know what? Right. Somebody said, oh, he's following in his dad's footsteps and whatever. And I said, fair enough. I said, I was never really a Nigel Benn kind of supporter, to be fair. I was more a Eubanks man. Yeah, and I used to get slaughtered for that, because they were saying, how can you like him? Of course you can like him, because what he was doing, right, that was all... a pantomime. Yeah. That was all.
Definitely.
When my man, when my man's trying to speak the Queen's English, and he's in my weird the monocle in his eye, and all them come right, and I drive big truck and all them business there, right? To me, that's absolutely excellent. Brilliant, right? And the reason why it's brilliant, because he could back up what he was saying.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just coming like pantomime, innit?
It is.
It's like that, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk, like I said, when that boy traded his bean for them
coal for the bean.
Yeah, get 5 bean, innit?
That's right. You know? That's right.
Oh, shocking.
Nah, it was
shocking.
I couldn't understand where what he was doing,
what Jack was thinking.
And yeah, and I don't know why they bring footballer Neymar in there too as well, innit? Fit to get Pan TV again.
What about him? I mean, to be fair, he hasn't really hit the heights like everybody thought he would do. Yeah. Honestly, I know other people might say, well, you can't say that, really. Neymar didn't really hit the heights.
No.
Really. You know. So, but anyway, it's another story.
Yeah, I'm not kind of... You know, am I excited about them fighting? No. Will I watch it? Yes. Do you know what I mean? But with all the kind of hype and the pantomime stuff, to me, it just kind of spoils it. How can you take that serious? You know what I mean? Nah, it's kind of like shocking, man.
Yeah, to me, them two should have gone their own way, man. The mirror image in the dad's too much, you know what I mean? They should have found their own way. Mm. I mean, when Ben and Eubank used to square up, you know, it was serious thing, you know what I mean? You know, somebody was going to get hurt, but them two, they're not.
Absolutely.
No, they should have found their own self.
Absolutely. And then sticking with that event, you had Saudi's golden boy, Ben Quitita. Yeah, under the pantomime event, because there were three in the ring, and Quikita said, roll over, and then two of them fall out.
Two of them drop out, isn't it?
And left one in that the ring.
That's right.
That's supposed to be one drop out, isn't it?
That's true, that.
Yeah,
that's
what on earth is that about? You know what I mean?
And if you were watching the fight, Whitaker was on his last legs.
Yeah. I mean...
He was on his last leg,
pretty boy, bad boy, quit it up. He just quit.
And then...
Do you think that's why he did it?
Yeah, because it was spent. And, was, you know, like Cameron said, I believe every word what that guy said. I've got no reason to disbelieve him. The guy's as honest as what they come. Mm. And hopefully one day we'll drag him on here too. Yeah. You know what I mean? To see if I'm going to roll over in here with us three. Why?
Yeah, punk carpet.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, Cameron said that he had him... From the second round, he could hear him and cut him with him shots. And Cameron's tactics were, let him showboat, let him dance around the ring.
Yeah.
Just wear him down and just blaze him up.
That's right.
And even when you look at both of them, you knew that Whitaker had the skill, the style, the razzmatazz and stuff. But that's not everything. And Cameron thought, you know what? You know, from you dissing me, because he dissed him during the week.
Okay, so I'm under the build-up already.
Talk to him about his clothes, how he dressed, and we're mocking him and stuff. And to me, that's just giving Cameron fuel to lick him up. And that's exactly what he did. So for me, how I see it, tell you how I saw it, held on to him, rolled over, out of the ring.
That's what I saw. Exactly that.
And then the referee said to him twice, can he continue? No.
Yeah.
Referee said him again. He said no. Cameron got back in the ring. So you'd have thought the referee would have counted Whitaker out and awarded Cameron the victory, you know? But I'll tell you what it says about that in boxing. It says, like, if two boxers fall out of the ring and one returns, the referee will give the boxer who is knocked out of the ring, all right, he didn't get knocked out, 20 seconds count. The boxer must get back up on his own within that time without the help from the crowd or their seconds. If the boxer gets help, the referee may disqualify them or deduct points. A little piece of that as well. It says, in a boxing match, between Ben Whittaker and Liam Cameron. Both boxers fell out of the ring and the fight ended in a split draw. Whittaker was taken to hospital after the fight. But yet in my fling phone and get caught up in duty free at the airport two days
Cameron
later.
Oh, so Cameron never get it then? They didn't award it to him then?
No, they awarded the fight as a draw. They went to the scorecards and stuff. Again, it's just another teeth.
If another teeth, that innit? If it's written in the rules, then my man should have got it then into it. Simple.
Like you say, is there a golden boy? They want to kind of big him up. So nobody wants to see a golden boy. And if they've invested in him, you know what I mean? It's just going to spoil it up.
Which it has a little bit. It has a little bit. But like you said, he's the golden boy. But for me, I think his showmanship goes overboard. His showmanship, and then you've got going over the board, and he goes over the board. He's doing all kind of things like tapping man in at them head, going behind them, going on like say he's going on with some foolishness, and that.
I'm surprised I let him get away with that.
What's all that about?
That's got nothing to do with boxing.
When you watch him against Cameron. Cameron didn't give him that chance. Mm. He didn't get the chance to do all that dancing around and being able to because he was on him.
I thought that he knew that he had his hands full because, like I said, he kind of just thought, why? I need a way out. You know what I mean? And that was his way out because Cameron's also added to that and said that the corner have said, apparently.
Yeah.
Stay down.
Yeah, that's what
pretend,
he said.
Say you're hurt.
That's right.
Nobody
that's
move, right. Nobody get hurt.
I heard that as well.
That's
right.
That's it, you know?
And then they're saying, well, was it his knee? Was it his ankle?
True.
Which was it, right?
Or was it his mouth when he spit out the gum shield? Remember that as well?
I didn't see the spitting out the gum shield, but he said, all of a sudden, he said, you've seen a man in a previous fight and whatever get his jaw shattered. You know, shattered like them jigsaw puzzle, right? He got his jaw shattered, right? And just walked out of the ring nice and cool, right? He's walked out of the ring and his jaw's been shattered, right? And my man, him a come with wheelchair.
Yeah.
Coming with wheelchair for what?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was so fake.
It's
so
true.
Fake,
yeah, because they said that if you look at that Wardy fight against my guy, he got his chin broke twice, his jaw bone and that. He never need no wheelchair if he come out to that ring. You know what I mean? But yeah, Whittaker. Yeah, then wheel him away, innit? Like, rubbish in bin.
I wheel him out.
It looks so obvious, that, isn't it, when you see him sit on there. Yeah. It looks so obvious.
In my way of, in my king. Yeah. I wheel him out, like my man. Dusty bin. You know, remember 1, 2, 3?
No,
2, 3, 1.
3, 2, 1, 4, 5, 6. On a serious note, back to what you were saying, about the rules in boxing and the referees and that, it really does need to be changed.
You didn't hear it, man.
Oi. Oh my goodness. Go on, G, we are saying, man. Oh gosh.
As I was going to say, it's true what you were saying about the refereeing and the things in boxing now. They really do need to change things, isn't it? They really do need to, because you're taking boxing as a joke now. It's a fix.
100%, G.
You see what's happening? Yeah. It's all a fix now. And whether it's to do with money or not, because what happened with Better Beaver and thingy, whatever else, we knew what should have happened now. What happened with Whittaker there now, it should have lost the match. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, because Cameron just got back in the ring, didn't it? And stuck up his hand.
And that's what you said. It's written down, so what's the problem?
And then you've got the pantomime and stuff going on.
This is boxing, man. Why are they making him run around the ring like that, him a clone? No, becoming like Albert and Costello. Remember Albert and Costello?
Albert. Oh, Lord. And do you know, I don't know if you heard about that. 2 days later, obviously he's come out of hospital. We've seen no kind of like X-rays or anything like that, you know. We've not really heard from Whittaker or whatever. But yet, when he was on his way back at the airport in Saudi, obviously people are going to be catching that same flight and stuff. So people will be thinking, oh yeah, that's Ben Whittaker. Yeah, so let's...
I saw them call him now.
Yeah, man. You say, let's take a selfie or something. Or let's take a vid. So one punter was filming him, taking a vid or taking pictures. So Whittaker's gone up to him and said, look, you know, just relax. Don't bother take nothing. Little altercation between them now. So my guy's phone's got broke up. And it said it looked like Whittaker were going to wind one up and lick him. And I'm thinking, 2 days earlier, he was getting wheeled out. Now you're looking to clap man again. Are you really kind of ill? Or are you just sick?
I'm the guilt man. You know what I mean? Get catched on and can't hide it. So I take it out from people.
Oh, God. You know?
And himself make him look fool, innit? Like idiot, innit? So, who can blame but himself?
Oh, God. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, do you know, if that was me, right, if I was taking a selfie and he said to me, don't bother take that, I'd say, I feel my phone, you know. And if you think send me camera, and in him bad, then far would. Yeah! And I said, come! Come, God, this ain't no IBF, this is unified. You know? Yeah, and I said, far would.
Yeah,
but because him corner man save him.
That's
true. Yeah, and I said, far would.
Yeah.
And if him broke up my phone.
Yeah. Then.
Compensation in
his
forehead.
Yeah, compensation's there. So he broke up the man's phone.
Yeah, him broke it up.
My man's going after compensation then.
Well, what he would have done, he probably would have just sent him some cash, innit?
Or just paid him there and then.
Yeah, probably would have done that. You know what I mean? So
had a whip round, innit?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So yeah, out of orders.
He's
you know what I mean?
Out of order, yes.
Definitely. So let's forward now into the international arena for the England job. Yeah. So then give it to our German, and you know what him say? Thomas Tuchel say, I'm sorry, I've got a German passport, but he will try if he bring...
So then give the job to a man who can't even fly.
Him can fly, yes.
They can put it on Skype, in it or something, can have one of them, what you call it, Zoom meeting on the pitch.
Well, all I will say about that, Mr. Tuchel, I come true. Last week... Made it have two man at time.
Here we go.
Two no, man.
Let him run it because I have something for him.
Two man did I tell right. me, sir, that, could be Pep. And I just laugh. Me never said nothing. I just said, well, if Pep leave, Pep doesn't want to go. He wants to go and achieve something. Why is he coming to England? Because he's not going to achieve nothing. And before my brethren across here comes out with the business about money, right, where he says, well, Pep's going to come because Pep gets something like 20 million or something. Yeah. Whereas he's going to leave that and come to England for 7 points. I think it's 6.7 or 6.7 million he's beyond. Right.
So,
that's all.
Okay.
Now, to me, right, for me, you're going somewhere successful. You're trying to make some. This team now get no success. This team's not going to get no success. Right? So. He's staying where he is.
Well, I've been for 20 million.
And that's the reason why they might have to go look. You know, Tuchel shell. You know them in a Tuchel shell.
So what happened? So what happened to Eddie Howe? What happened
Who?
To him? What was it that was going to do?
Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
England stipulated that the manager had to win something
to get the job. To get the job.
That is true.
He had to. That's the stipulation.
That is true.
The stipulation was that Whoever he was taking had to have pedigree. He had to have won something. Like, whether it be the Premier League, whether it be Champions League, whether it be or even the UEFA Conference something, right? He had to win something. Unfortunately,
Eddie
no win nothing.
Okay.
Not even a crisp rapper Eddie win.
But the thing also as well with Eddie Howe is tied into Newcastle, so there would have been compensation there from the FA.
And a whole heap too.
Yeah, it would have been enough, right? So my understanding is that they didn't even speak to Eddie Howe. Apparently they spoke to about 9 people, right? And one of them, and this is kind of quite big, this, because it's come from a good source as well, right? One of them 9 apparently was Pep, right? And the Independent, which they've been operating since 1986, so regarded as a bona fide paper, they're saying that the FA were prepared to wait for the Man City boss ahead of the 2026 World Cup, right? Bittersweet reaction. Lineker also said on his podcast, yeah, The Rest Is Football, that they sounded out Pep back in the summer, right? And then you could say, okay, let's hear from the man himself. What has Pep had to say about this? And this is what apparently has been said, right? Thomas Tuchel, right, is a manager. I congratulate them and the FA and Thomas for a big job, said Guardiola, whose City were defeated by Tuchel's Chelsea in the 2021 Champions League final. I wish England, for the fact that I'm here 9 years, the very best for both of them. Then they finished off with this, because people would say, yeah, but why don't ask Pep? Why don't ask him if he's been approached? This is what he said. When asked to clarify if there had been any contact from the FA, Guardiola replied, Thomas Tuchel is the manager, so forget about it. To me, I think, right, that something, and I can only think this, something's happened behind the scenes that FA have said, you know what, your contract done's in at the end of the season. We're prepared to wait for you. And I reckon there's been some kind of gentleman's agreement behind the background, nothing official, but the FA have said, yeah, we can hold on for Pep. We've got Carsley in the seat. We can just let him ride the storm. But then tables have turned with issues at Manchester United, right? Because if they sack their manager, you've still got Tuchel, who's still a big name, out of a job. So for me, I reckon there's been a knee-jerk reaction that the FA have said, do you know what? We can't guarantee Pep coming here, and we can't guarantee Tuchel. So let's snap him up before Manchester United snap him up. Hence, is not in his role until January next year. To me, something has gone off behind the scenes, I'm telling you. And for Pep to have that reaction, he's got the job, so just leave it at that. To me, it's almost like
they've gone against him in a sense, isn't it?
Yeah, something's happening. Yeah. And you know what? In time to come out, when Pep's ready to write his book or whatever, I reckon he's going to reveal that, what they've said, because it just doesn't sit right for me. If I'm analysing the whole thing and I stick what I said, I believe that, you know, it's probably Pep's got his name on it. For me, without doubt, he would have been the number one name the England board would have wanted in that job. And I know CV said from time,
because he's won plenty, hasn't he?
He won't want it, yeah, because in the modern game, he's achieved everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the international game, he wants to test himself. That's a new challenge for him.
Correct. And that's the only thing he hasn't done, isn't it?
That's right. And
that's
he
the
said,
only thing he's not achieved, isn't it?
He said he's happy at City. Of course he's happy at City. He's not going to say that. Do you know what?
Yeah, but he's making good money. He's
making good
getting,
money.
Most probably getting bought,
serial man. Winner.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing he hasn't done. Ripped up the record books. Left,
without
right and centre.
Without a doubt.
So he's not going to be in a hurry to sign again, because he's looking for that new challenge.
Well,
yeah. And like I said, this is only my opinion. And if Lineker's saying you know, which them guys have got the ear to the ground all the time. If Lineker's saying, come out on his podcast, that they sounded him out in summer, Independent are saying, they've chatted to him, they've asked Pep, what's your call on it, Pep? He said, he's got the job, so left it at that. Don't want to chat about it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something gone off behind the scenes where they've said, you know what? Gentleman's agreement, we're coming back.
Yeah,
for you,
I was just going to say
we're
something on that level, whatever else. He said, yeah, I'll what
and then,
come.
Well, and then
they've
like,
stabbed him in the back now,
and then, like, they've looked at their situation at Old Trafford. Because if he's gone by Christmas, which I think he will do, no doubt Tuchel's name would have got. They nearly got him for that job before.
He did.
And then something happened there, and it's like, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll stick with what we've got.
They played the safety card, aren't they?
And if they sacked him next week, they're gone for Thomas. Where would that leave England now? Mm. Carsley? He ain't going to get it.
Because you've got to win something.
I mean, he's won stuff at
I'm talking at the levels.
Yeah, but yeah. He has won things, yeah. You know. Carsley's never really going to get that. And then you've got like Eddie Howe, which we've said, on a massive contract. It would take the most amount of money. The FA aren't going to pay out that and then pay him again on top.
Right.
So damage limitation.
Right.
Can we wait for Pep? Yes, I can. Mm. And then something's gone off.
Well, can I just...
Yeah, man.
Can
come, I just come true, Mr. V.
Right, well...
Yeah, come true.
Having listened to it and with the City, and obviously, you know, I check City all the time, and it's come out that... Pep, and you'll see it soon, will be renewing his contract, but he'll be renewing the contract only for a year, right, just for a year, because he wants to get it so that he spent around 10 a decade at Manchester City. So when they've asked him, when they've said it before, they said, and I think you're right, they did actually ask him about being England manager, but it was already basically in his mind that he wants to stay at City for another year. So to round it up to 10 years, right? And I kept saying all the time before, he's happy at Man City. He doesn't want to rush to go. And I'm saying, if you're going to go somewhere, right, you're going to come to a team what you feel that you can do something with. Now, no disrespect to England, I don't see them doing nothing. I don't see them doing anything. All right, people can say to me, who is this guy? Because look at where we've come. We got to the final against Spain. We got to the final again with Italy when it was over here. So he's achieved, I think they got to semis in the World Cup. So that was with Mr. Southgate. He said, so if you've got like the topper tappers now, Pep, that's just another level you can push up. That's true. But you've got to be able to play Pep's style. They've got to be able to play Pep's style. Unless he fills the England team full of Manchester City players, they all can't play the Pep style.
But that's what you get with the coaching behind the scenes, innit, on the coaching
so,
pitch, like minutes spent, you know what I mean? Because obviously City never played that kind of style before.
When he first...
So Pep's come in.
Yes.
Obviously, they've got the money bags as well. Mm. So they've got the players to do it and the manager to do that. Mm. And in the toughest league in the world, on world stage. Now, yeah, I mean, I think with the England scene... depending on Tuchel's kind of style and what kind of like he wants to play. Yes, he's got a record out there. Yes, he's kind of won things, you know, Champions League with Chelsea, and that did the most amount of damage, European and football kind of club cup and all them kind of things. One in Germany, one in Paris, Saint-Germain as well. So he's kind of like, he's up there. But for me, yeah, I kind of like, you know, like I said, I'll stick by my word. And I would say that, yeah, I'd go as far as, yeah, they did speak to him. And what's out there in the media and what I've known and how I've listened to people, I had a chat about him. And Pep's response not really prepared to say, well, yes, they did speak to me. What's wrong with saying that? Yeah, they did speak to me. I think money obviously came into it because it's well kind of like glittered up in the media that they're going to have to take a pay cut. Now, Pep might are not being prepared to take the amount of cut what England want them to take.
It would have been a massive pay cut.
That's right. So with them not having to pay any compensation for anybody, they can raise the bar for Tuchel. They can give him a little bit more change.
Which is more probably still less than what
definitely
going to get.
But I think we're in October now. It doesn't take over till January. So people might say, what's the rush about?
What's the rush?
Yeah. What's the rush what's about, the rush? Man?
Yeah,
sort of all of a sudden, overnight, get Tuchel, give him the job.
Mm.
Because that safeguard him from looking stupid.
Mm.
Because we all know that there's no guarantees.
Mm.
It might have been a gentleman's agreement, but there's nothing wrote down, no guarantees. So Pep might have said, I'll tell you what, come check me again when my contract done. And if you can raise that little money's there, I'm your man.
Maybe so that sounds feasible. That
the FA might have said, you know what, we can do that. Yeah. We can all on for Pep.
Maybe.
And then somebody's thought, you know what, if we all on for him and we can't hit the salary what Pep wants, we're going to look stupid. And if Tuchel's gone to Man U, who have we got? Carsley. No, man, they don't want to look stupid. I mean, Ancelotti also as well was in that hit list as well, but I spoke to him. I don't know the reasons why behind that, but obviously the interest is with Pep. And I'm sure one day it's going to come out in some kind of book or interview with Piers Morgan or something like that. Or even us three could be saying, listen, go on, Pep. And he might say, yeah, well, you know, I want my Spanish son better than England. You know what I mean? But something's going to come out.
That's what I'm saying.
Telling
eventually,
you.
Eventually it will.
Something's going to come
out. Yeah, if he was in the 100%. Running, eventually it's going to come out. And if it's kind of true what you've been saying now with the gentleman's agreement, I mean, that's supposed to be solid, that, isn't it? A gentleman's agreement.
How solid is it?
Well, obviously.
Because there's nothing wrote down, there's no contract.
There's nothing, but that's why it's called a gentleman's agreement.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and if that is the case, then they've, they make themselves look bad, innit?
You know? But sticking with the international scene,
Oh, my brethren's feeling the pressure over here. You know,
I think we need to. I think we need to big up. In fact, I'm going to big up the reggae boys here, Steve McLaren. Remember when we covered him in the show? Maybe last month or something like that. He left the role at Manchester United to take over the reggae boys, and he gave Mason Holgate his first international cap against Nicaragua. How about that, Mason Holgate? He was on Sheffield United's kind of books, just on loan, but they didn't seem to take that any further last season. But Mason Holgate, he's got a cap for Jamaica against Nicaragua. And do you know what? I think Jamaica will qualify for the World Cup. Yeah, 2026. I'm going to put down a marker right here, right now. That's my prediction. Since McLaren's took over, he's played four games. Played four, lost none, drew 2-1-2. So his first game, first couple of games, I should say, in September, against Cuba, drew 0-0. Then they won 2-1 against Honduras. Won 2-0 against Nicaragua. And then drew again with Honduras, 0-0. And the next game is next month against the USA. I reckon that's going to be his toughest test, that. But big up McLaren, he's pulling up some... here, you know. He's not just pulling up trees. He might pull up palm tree.
Let's be right. This is a good chance for Jamaica, isn't it, to actually make something of it. I mean, since the last World Cup, where have they come? There's only been one World.
They've
only been in there once, aren't they? Yeah, which was how many years ago?
98, I think it was.
And they've not been anywhere near since.
Which we went to.
86, is it 86?
No.
96.
I thought it was 98.
98. Against Argentina, that game.
We were, you know what I mean? We went to that.
So that, and that's the only time they've kind of like qualified for the World
Cup.
Do you know what? I'm going to check out my brethren William and see what he must say, you know, see what the odds are for that. I doubt it if I'll get any, but you never know.
Well, if they beat America, or if they even can draw with America, that's achievement for them, isn't it?
That will be absolutely massive.
And if they actually do beat them, that's a big achievement. So let's wait and see. But I think they've got a better chance on the McCann than whatever. So
definitely. And another manager I want to big up, and I'll jump back into Jamaica and England and people have got citizenship and stuff like that. But another manager I want to big up on the scene is Craig Bellamy, who's ripping it up for Wales.
Yeah, four out of four.
I'm telling you, Mr. Bellamy.
Yeah.
And he was a bit hot-headed as a player. I mean, CV, you've seen him play enough times.
Yeah, he played for City. Yeah, us, Norwich, Liverpool, Newcastle,
Cardiff.
I think Cardiff was his last one, I think.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I've listened to Bellamy in his press conferences. Come across as a cool operator, I'm telling you. Proppers.
Yeah.
And, you know, if United didn't have Wilder at the moment and he was looking a club.
Yeah, he'd go for him.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, the thing with Bellamy, he is what he is. He is what he is. He expects you to be able to do certain things, and I don't blame him. That's it. He wants you to do that. You know, I like him. I've always liked Craig Bellamy. When he played for us, he was quick, and he knew where the goal was.
Yeah, massive.
Why do you think he had? Why do you think Vinny had him? He was Vinny's right hand man. Vincent Kompany, he was Vinny's right hand man.
He said his experiences was when he went to Belgium with Anderlecht, like Mr. V saying with Vinny, because do you know what I mean? When Vinny signed for Bayern Munich, and I thought, wait, where Bellamy there? I never realised that Wales had snapped him up on a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of like. That's how they're kind of like, you know, looking to kind of like trust in him, put their faith in Bellamy.
Yeah, they had the faith in him to give him that kind of contract.
Not many managers will get that, you know, four years on him. Do you know what I mean? I think that's rated that.
He's proved them right, hasn't he?
Yeah, man, definitely. But yeah, may he go on to some kind of big greatness and stuff like that, but. Yeah, I want to talk about just dipping back into the potential players what could play for Jamaica or England. And you've got like guys like Aarons and it's like guys like, I mean, obviously he can't play for Jamaica now, but, you know, Gibbs White is gone that way over to kind of like England. I'm just kind of struggling to look at this on my phone because it's in a dark scene at the moment. In fact, let me just chop it a different way. So you've got guys, I mean, Tony Spence, they're not mentioning nothing about Tony really, but I bet if Jamaica did have snapped him up earlier on, he could have been a powerhouse for them up front. Yeah. So McLaren, he's got like people like you could have like Max Aarons, Omari Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Him did there.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker Peters.
Yeah.
And there's talks about McLaren going for sounding out Mason Greenwood as well.
That's right. But Greenwood's already played for them already before. Mason Greenwood's played for Jamaica before.
So it's looking like getting back them back into the scene. And you know what? I mean, I know obviously it's too late for Calvin Phillips now, but he could have done something for them.
He could.
You know,
he could have done.
He could have broke up certain things.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's the Dan on the ball, but he's got other qualities to break up play and mix it into midfield. Yeah. Another youth I'm going to mention is kind of like Reece Nelson also as well. And Rico Henry.
Yeah.
So you've got a kind of like... Got,
remember, you missed out my man and all. Sancho.
Sancho.
I mean, like Pancho.
He's in the thick of it, isn't he? He can be in the thick of it with England.
Yeah.
And guy also Tyrese.
Yeah.
Mitchell.
I know you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking.
So you've got a few, and you know, like I said, McLaren going back into the mix. Getting Mason Holgate in after his career. I mean, you wouldn't really believe that was his first cap, would you? Mason Holgate, he's been around for a while, quite an experienced defender. I thought he did just all right at United, but what might have tipped it for me was when that time when he got a straight red, you know, after so many minutes.
Okay.
And I think that just kind of spoiled it a little bit. But, you know, nevertheless, better late than never, what we say. I'm going to just switch it for a little bit. Going into the last 10 minutes, Sweet Talking Sport got G and CV in the studio. Just going to go into a bit of cycling. Now, World Cycling Championships in Africa started on the 9th of October. I wanted to kind of address this before, but we kind of seemed to run out of time from time to time. But it was in Eldoret, known for the capital of Kenya's running success. Obviously, you don't really kind of associate Kenya with road racing and cycling and all that kind of stuff. But like this one, it's been won by Henick Mulbrun, made history, winning the road race for the third consecutive time. He won it first in 2022 in Egypt, then 23 in Guyana, and then, like we said, he's been crowned the African road race champion. So that's all good for that. But something, what, you know, I mean, this part ain't no joke, because in Africa, they still got a little bit of cannibalism over there in Kenya. And I'm thinking, why?
That.
Have you heard that too,
yeah,
G?
Yeah.
That them Anyam people out there suffer, feed you up, you know.
It's like my man's people, so, them. Go on. So what I'm going to say. It's like these people, them, they're still kind of known for that as well.
So,
I mean, he was big on it, wasn't he?
Who was that?
Idi Amin.
And Yam Up Smaddy and that.
And,
do you know what I mean?
And so, his people, them, I suppose, some of them are still dealing with that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feared for some of them cyclists' life, you know. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, I hope there's not an inquiry out there. I hope nobody goes missing. You know what I mean? And they finish the race on two wheels. You know what I mean? Because it's all over YouTube. You know what? If people think that I'm joking,
no,
right?
Stop,
just check out the vlog, right? And it's called, just Google, when a cannibal vlogs is murder. EWU Crime Story Time. It's crazy, I'm telling you. So I didn't hear of, you know, well, I heard that all the riders come back safely, and God bless for that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? God bless.
Yeah, give up.
There is a God out there.
It's the way you said it, though, bless.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
said, you know, just pick off one from the back, innit?
Yeah.
Like in them horrible movie, the one who died back, get kuffums.
Man and wife are gone missing. What they gonna put? What they gonna say to that? Put the pot on. Put the Dutchie on. Where the Dutchie then?
Well,
you know what I mean? And the machete.
Jesus, give me my machete. Chop up this.
Yeah.
Wash it up and season it up.
Yeah. them bang out harder, you know. Them out harder. Oh. Yeah.
Why would you want to do them things?
Yeah.
You can't say them thing there.
You know what I mean?
You know, sometimes that's the way it goes. People's societies are different, because to them that's what they know. You don't, you know.
So everybody come over. Everybody come back safe, yeah?
Yeah, because all I'm going to say is that you can't really say. Because over here, you know, you never eat frog food. Who's going to eat frog food?
That from time, though, isn't it?
And eat ass. Who's eating ass? You know
yeah, that's what
mean?
The thing yeah. happened to Shergar, isn't it? When Shergar disappeared into the same shopping and selling the beef burger.
You're talking whenever you talk yeah. about all them I eat human and all yeah, them yeah, something. Yeah. But yeah. at the end of the day, I know so that me not eat no horse.
You know what I mean? So, yo, listen, brethren. So when we go cycling now, we have to just make sure, yo, say...
Look back.
Yeah, eyes on the road and... we are check where we're there and all them kind of thing for safety, you know?
Listen... They ain't coming through yeah. with us.
True.
We're too big for them.
Prime beef, man. What you talking about?
We're too big for them. Prime beef. I have no pot big enough for me and my bread.
I know two of them say, yeah, two nice prime beef there. Some fillet and stuff.
Nah, them not have no pot big enough for me and my bread.
Let me say them take the machete and chop it up. And wash your seeds with you.
All right. Okay. Some... On a good note now, on a sweet little note now, Paul Pogba ban get reduced from 4 years to 18 months. What do you
oh,
think
yeah,
about
I've
that?
I've heard about that, saying that he's on his way back. He's yeah. not no cheat. He's gonna, you know, do this. He's gonna do that. And then they were talking about thing for come back in at the French side and all yeah. this kind of business. I just think to myself, well, really, Pogba's all right. I'm not saying he's all right. He was a good player, but right now, nah, not for me, not for me.
Would have not missed him, have they? Let's be right.
Yeah, I mean,
they've not missed him.
I mean, he's 31 at the moment. Yeah, I mean, the 18-month ban probably have to get a lot fitter than what he is. Then there's kind of match fit as well. Then he has to kind of work his way into the team, build up his minutes and stuff. But yeah, he said, yeah, he's not a cheat and stuff. I watched an interview the other night from one of the punters, and we're just trying to get information out of Pogba. Pogba very cleverly was saying, do you know what? Just read it. It's all in there. I'll tell you everything. You know what I mean? But he wasn't really going to chat to the guy on air. I forgot the name of the pundit's name. But he does a lot. Is Sky's biggest pundit out there. You know what I mean? Every time there's an issue or some kind of somebody signing or what, he's always there. Big guy. But yeah, he was chatting to Pogba, and Pogba was just basically saying, it's out there, read it. I mean, he even tried to trick him, you know. At one point, he said, well, you know, do you think you'd play in England again? Would Manchester United appeal? And he said, hey, he said, this is what Pogba said. Don't try to trick me, you know, now, you know. He says, I've kind of like, basically, I've grown up now. You're not tricking me. And I thought, yeah, good on you, Pogba. You know what I mean? Last few minutes, let's just fire out some predictions and stuff. Wolves playing Man City on Sunday. Wolves line bottom, rock bottom of the Premiership. Man City second. Predictions.
3-0 Manchester.
Wow.
Me, as I told you before, always back my team. So I look at City to beat them 2-0 down there.
3-2. It's got a history of
goals
in this game. Yeah, because City have banged in what 25. I think they've won 7 out of the 8 games
yeah, we won
against
the last
them, but banged in 25 goals. Yeah, that suggests it could be a high-scoring match. Yeah, it could be something like a 3-1. Could be something like a 3-1. You know what I mean? To City.
Don't really matter, okay. As long as it's a win.
Yeah. Bournemouth against Arsenal. Bournemouth 13th, Arsenal lying 3rd.
Simples.
Arsenal victory.
Yep, simples.
2-0.
I was going to say that, but let's go
yeah,
for 2.
Yeah, I'm seeing a 2-1 to Arsenal.
Big game tonight, Yorkshire Derby.
Yeah, watching that in
Leeds
a bit.
Against Sheffield United. United only conceded 3 goals this season. Captain saying that they're going to lose 3-1. Well.
Yeah, well, what's he take no notice of what he said. No, just
do you know what? I think it just hurts him because the last time Wednesday was in the top flight was Totozan.
Yeah.
So what does he know about football, eh?
I'm going to say.
What does he know?
He might as well just carry and I drive them bus there, them big bus.
That minibus driver?
Yeah.
Be careful or you're driving with me.
Yeah.
You understand?
So let's come through with theme team. Quick time now. Quick time.
Wednesday playing Burnley.
Yeah.
Scott Parker brings his side.
That's right.
Over. Away win. Scott Parker's doing the most amount of damage. And Wednesday, a bit timid at the moment at the back. Burnley 2, Wednesday 1.
Yes, I agree with that score.
I was going to